12. Present-day followers of Alice Bailey. Pathways to Peace and its Theosophical Associates. Pathways to Peace is listed as a URI affiliate. One, its president is Ms. Avon Madison, who has donated to the URI for several years. 2. She was also a member of the URI organizational design team that prepared the initial draft of the URI charter in early 1998. 3. The vice president and treasurer of Pathways to Peace, Masenko Banda. 4. Is active in the URI. 5. Robert Mueller is senior advisor for Pathways to Peace. 6. Other members of the Council of Advisors include Gordon Davidson, Corinne McLaughlin, Jean Houston, Barbara Marx Hubbard, and David Spangler, all of whom are prolific New Age authors. 7. Pathways to Peace says that it has consultative 2 status with the United Nations Economic and Social Council and works with the UN Center for Human Rights, UN Center for Human Settlements, UNESCO, UNICEF, and other agencies. It is also an official peace messenger of the United Nations. 8. Madison, along with Gordon Davidson and Corinne McLaughlin, who also support the URI, are members of the steering group of the World Service Intergroup, WSI. 9. The WSI's stated purpose is to generate a focused, conscious, and deliberate intergroup effort to specifically assist the externalization of the hierarchy and the reappearance of the Christ. Hierarchy is a term used here to refer to those spiritual masters of all traditions who have evolved through human experience to embody greater light, love, wisdom, and spiritual power through ceaseless service to humanity and the divine plan. They have worked throughout the ages to further human evolution, and they are now in process of externalizing or becoming known in public life. One of our tasks is to recognize them and assist them by preparing humanity for the imminent reappearance of the World Teacher. WSI members study and honor all of the great spiritual teachings of the ages, especially the more modern presentations by H.P. Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Helena Rurick, and other teachers of the ageless wisdom. 1. The members of WSI's steering group are representatives of esoteric organizations who are willing to dedicate major time and energy to the work of the World Service Intergroup. All members are long-term students of the Tibetan Two and have in-depth meditation and intergroup service experience. 3. In short, Madison, Davidson, and McLaughlin are devotees of the teachings of Alice Bailey, Corinne McLaughlin, and Gordon Davidson. The Dalai Lama wrote a laudatory foreword for McLaughlin and Davidson's Spiritual Politics, describing the book as timely and a new approach for creating a happier, more peaceful world. For this is surprising, since the authors say that war can be a source of positive social change, if peace is maintained at any price in order to continue vast injustices and materialistic, wasteful lifestyles, then spiritual death may be the result. Physical death is only of the body, the form nature, which according to the ageless wisdom will be reborn again in another form. We must be cautious about a stubborn idealism that loves the ideal of peace more than it loves humanity's evolution. We can become so enamored of peace that it leads to inertia, stagnation, and above all else, an attachment to material comfort. Peace and war are not true opposites. Peace and change are. War is only one form of change, and often the least effective. Yet there is a role for the right use of destruction when it is used against rigid and crystallized forms of thought and cultural patterns that prevent life from evolving to its next step. 5. This belies the Dalai Lama's statement that spiritual politics promotes a more peaceful world. McLaughlin and Davidson wrote that the next release of the Shambhala, sick energy into human consciousness, is planned for the year 2000, which will bring another cycle of major upheaval and change as we move into the next millennium. This high-voltage energy of synthesis will test every individual and institution to determine if they are aligned with the higher will. If they are out of alignment, they will degenerate emotionally, physically, and mentally. This process has already begun, as we can see through the downfall of groups that are opposing evolution and synthesis, and will only accelerate in the years ahead. 6. Shambhala 7 energy destroys those material forms that have outlived their usefulness and that hinder the free expression of the light of God. Once the obstacles to its free expression have been removed, the unifying force released by Shambhala will create union and interdependence in religious, social, political, and economic fields. In other words, the Shambhala energy will get the reactionaries out of the way, allowing global unity.